Well, here it comes, the end of privacy and self-control. I just got an email asking if I wanted to get Alberta's digital ID. Next, they will want me to be chipped just like my dog. Along with it goes my privacy and their access to all my information, like bank accounts, driver's license, insurance policies, and where I am all the time, just like they can now if I'm packing a smartphone, which I don't, thankfully. 3 university degrees and I'm not smart enough for a smartphone, kind of ironic. Health Canada tracked 33 million Canadians with their mobile electric devices during the pandemic. Why? If they can, who else can? Pretty sad that we are willing to give up all the freedoms true democracy guarantees us, and that our ancestors, 6 were mine, fought 2 world wars to keep, just for the convenient ease of transferring information and buying transactions. Are you too lazy to write a letter or make a phone call or carry a paper document? They are counting on your laziness to enable the takeover. Is it really worth it? You need to do a deep rethink here on what's more important, convenience or privacy and self-control and personal security. It's your choice, be controlled or be in control of your life. It can slip away very easily if you buy into what the mass social media is promoting, the big reset. A totalitarian system with the tech elites controlling the world. Trudeau is a supporter of this. Majority of work done by robots and huge job losses for the people who need them the most. If you naively think that this isn't on the horizon, check out Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum and the Big Reset Agenda. And then Bill Gates and the UN Climate Change Committee wanting people off red meat by 2025. I suppose that means no cream for my coffee either. Goodbye, cows, it's been good to know you. Just to stop all bovine production of methane and its effect on the climate. Of course, he and other rich owners of jets that do nothing but add methane and CO2 to the atmosphere during their many trips around the world. Will they stop flying by 2025? Somehow I doubt that. Anyway, it's your choice, be controlled or take control of your life. Daryl Florence, Cremona.